The following program is furnished by the Truth About Your Future, LLC. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station. This information is education and not financial advice. Consult a financial advisor before investing.
The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman is brought to you by Bitwise, the world's largest crypto index fund manager. And by Global X ETFs, dedicated to providing investors with unexplored and intelligent solutions. And by Invesco QQQ, a fund that allows you to access the innovators of the NASDAQ 100. And by Edelman Financial Engines. Rick Edelman is a board member, consultant, shareholder, and client of EFE. But EFE is unaffiliated and has no say over the content of The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman.
This is where technology, innovation, and personal finance come together.
This is The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman.
And now your host, Rick Edelman.
And a very happy weekend to you. Welcome to The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman. In this week's show, problems in the bond market, the Black Panther, why is the stock market so calm, an income alternative to bonds, plus listener phone calls, and this week's health and wellness segment by my wife, Jean Edelman. Although this show is called The Truth About Your Future, sometimes we need to go look at the past. Q1 of this year was the worst quarter for bonds in more than 40 years, exactly as I had warned you was going to happen. The Bloomberg U.S. Aggregate Bond Index lost 6% of its value in just the first 3 months of the year. This was the biggest quarterly loss since 1980. Let me ask you then, how much interest did you earn in those 3 months? You didn't earn 6% in 3 months. You're probably getting 2% for the whole year, which means in the first 3 months of the year, you might have earned half a point in interest, but bonds fell 6%. Nice going. All this, of course, is due to rising interest rates, and more rate increases are coming, a lot more. All because the Fed is trying to get inflation under control, but it's going to fail. Inflation's at a 40-year high right now, nearly 8%, and I'm predicting that it's going to go even higher. Let me talk about interest rate risk and what this really means for you. Here's the math. For each year of maturity, a bond will lose 1%. For every 1 point rise in interest rates. So let's say you've got a bond that matures in 10 years. Well, let's say you've got a bond fund that has a bunch of 10-year bonds in it. Same thing. If you've got a 10-year maturity in your bond or bond funds, if interest rates rise 0.5%, your bond or bond fund will fall 5%. If interest rates drop 1%, you lose 10%. If interest rates rise too, you lose 20% of your money. That's for a 10-year bond. Gets even worse for a 30-year bond. And that's the problem because most income-oriented retirees, they don't buy 10-year bonds because 10-year bonds don't pay the highest interest rates. They buy 30-year bonds. So when interest rates go up 2%, a 30-year bond loses 60%. When's the last time you saw the stock market fall 60% of value? This is why I've been telling you for months, get out of long-term bonds. Frankly, I'm out of all bonds because in a rising interest rate environment, all bonds lose money. Some lose a little, some lose a lot, but they all lose. You know, I've been using the word maturity in my explanation for you about interest rate risk. Actually, maturity is an inaccurate term. It's not the maturity date that you ought to be paying attention to about your bonds. You ought to be paying attention to the duration. And if you want my explanation on what duration is, just go to thetruthayf.com. There are so many other ways to generate income from investments. Bonds aren't the only way. There are dividend-paying stocks. There are MLPs, Master Limited Partnerships, typically in the energy sector. There are staking and lending with crypto and more. Talk to your financial advisor about protecting the money you have that you've got in bonds. Now, your advisor might say, oh, just take the long view. Yeah, okay, sure. If you own a bond, yeah, wait for it to mature because you'll get all your money back with no loss. Doesn't matter what happens to interest rates. But if you continue to own a bond, you're going to continue to earn that very low interest rate between now and its maturity. And that interest rate you're earning is lower than what is available elsewhere in the marketplace. If you've got a bond fund, there is no maturity date. So you can't sit and wait for something that'll never happen. There's no maturity with a bond fund. Or you could just wait until interest rates fall back down to where they were, because the bond's price will go back up as interest rates go back down. But we've never had such low interest rates in our nation's entire history as we've had in the past several years. To suggest that interest rates are going to go back down to where they were, that is a silly assertion. There's no evidence to support that idea, which means you might be waiting for something to happen. That's never going to happen. So yes, go talk to your financial advisor, but don't let your advisor be Pollyanna about it. People are about to experience massive losses in their bond investments. You've already lost 11% in the past 15 months. That's how much the bond market is down since January of 2021. If you don't know what's coming, the shock of the losses that you might experience might even be worse than the losses themselves. I'm Rick Edelman. You know, funny thing, we never talk about ordinary stuff, everyday stuff, until that stuff is threatened. We don't think about milk until we're out of it. You know, we ignore gasoline until the price skyrockets. So let's talk about commodities. Commodities include grain, gold, beef, oil, natural gas, products that are commonplace. We use them every day.
Well, this is it, the last bastion of pure capitalism left on Earth. Here in New York, they trade everything. Gold, silver, platinum, heating oil, propane, cocoa and sugar, and of course, frozen concentrated orange juice.
And now, commodities are under threat. Inflation is causing their price to rise. Climate change is affecting our ability to grow the crops. The war in Ukraine is threatening supplies. What does all this mean for the economy and for your investments? Well, to help us figure all this out, I want to welcome to the program two experts, Kathy Kriske, commodities strategist with Invesco. She's been in the commodities marketplace since 1987, and Jason Bloom is with us too. He's head of fixed income at Invesco. Jason and Kathy, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks, Rick.
Thanks for having us.
Well, let's begin with the fact that I think people are surprised to hear that the war in Ukraine is affecting commodities. Kathy, tell us how come that is so.
One fact is that Ukraine is considered the breadbasket of Europe. But another fact is if you combine the grains coming out of Russia and Ukraine, they make up a quarter of the world's grains. With all the damage that is being done to the farmland in Ukraine, this has caused a big spike in agricultural commodities, specifically corn and wheat. Russia is the largest wheat exporter. And corn actually uses a lot of fertilizer. And one of the components of fertilizer is natural gas. So the cost of fertilizer has massively increased. So that is affecting everything. You know, corn syrup goes into almost everything. Corn is also used for ethanol. And so people are calling for the possibility of a global food crisis in the next few months to a year. Then energy. Russia is like the second or third largest oil producer. So to cut off a major oil producer is a major issue for everything. And just lastly, metals. And so Russia is the world's largest producer after China of aluminum. And so we're seeing problems with aluminum, problems with nickel. And so this Ukraine-Russia crisis is causing commodity prices across the board to be elevated. This is also inflationary.
So that's a pretty scary picture that you're painting, Kathy. And you tell me, what are the long-term implications of all this?
Economies are very dependent on these grain imports. And so when people are starving, they have nothing to lose but to revolt. One of our biggest concerns is that a food crisis could lead to the destabilization of some governments.
Wow, that is a pretty sobering assessment. And let's shift to the inflation. Jason, inflation is already 7%. Is high inflation going to stay here or get even worse?
The Fed is really in a bind because inflation is likely to be far more persistent as a result of rising commodity prices. And the Fed can't pull any more nickel or aluminum or crude oil out of the ground. So yes, at the end of the day, inflation is going to be a bigger problem for longer than it would have been. the Fed has got to raise interest rates. Prices have to continue to go up. That creates a lot of volatility in people's lives. It creates a lot of volatility in the economy. So those are the things that we're kind of dealing with.
And so I guess what you're saying is we can expect to see higher prices at the grocery store for just about everything that we buy.
Yes. In fact, it takes about a year traditionally for higher raw materials or grain prices to work their way into the products in the grocery store. We haven't even begun to see the food inflation in the U.S. that the most recent surge in commodity prices are likely to generate.
And that's why I think it's important for people to understand the relationship between inflation and commodities, right? Because higher commodity prices are causing inflation right now. And for investors who are looking to hedge their inflation risk, that's why commodities make so much sense. You need a very small amount of commodities in your portfolio, basically 5 to 8% of commodities.
So related to that, Jason, if commodities makes perfect sense for adding to your portfolio as not only a diversification tool, but a hedge against inflation, what about the broader stock market? Is the typical company in the S&P 500 going to be adversely impacted by higher inflation? Are corporate profits at risk, or can corporate America figure out a way to maintain their profits and continue to grow in the face of high inflation?
Well, that's a wonderful question. And higher rates of inflation are going to create more dispersion within the stock market than we've seen over the last 10 years. So think of it this way. There are companies with high labor costs or high materials costs who are going to struggle to maintain their profit margins as those costs go up. On the other hand, companies that are maybe more leveraged to the tech space won't necessarily face the same headwinds. There could be big winners and big losers. And that's kind of a dynamic that we didn't see in that 2010 through 2020 timeframe where inflation really wasn't an issue at all. It's a very, very different investment landscape that we're looking at right now. And people really have to change the way they think. Now, there are different forces at play that are driving dynamics in the market. And it's important to adapt.
So what are you saying people should do in order to adapt? What actions should they take?
Where we see opportunity right now is both on the traditional energy side, right? As oil and gas prices have gone up, clean energy companies right now, they're actually becoming profitable.
We'll continue our conversation about commodities and the global economy when we return on The Truth About Your Future.
You know you worked hard to build your wealth. You also know one must plan for the twists and turns ahead. The children growing up, empty nest realities, and the joys of retirement. There's something else you need to know. You're not alone in this. You have a wealth management partner in Edelman Financial Engines to work with you every step of the way. Whether it's personalized advice or our modeling of over 38,000 investments monthly to keep you current and focused. It also helps to know that we use a cost-effective, integrated approach to wealth planning. From tax-efficient portfolios to life-focused advice for retirement and the possibilities ahead. If you're asking, what more can I do to take my wealth potential to the next level? Visit planefe.com/Rick to schedule a free, no-obligation meeting with an Edelman Financial Engines advisor who knows what that takes. Visit planefe.com/Rick today.
The Truth About Your Future is sponsored by Global X ETFs. Exponential technologies are transforming the world around us and creating new investment opportunities along the way. But where to start? At Global X, we have spent more than a decade focusing on long-term emerging trends, what we call thematic growth. While many of these disruptions are now part of our daily lives, like fintech and telemedicine, others are making their impact felt behind the scenes, or perhaps under the hood. Think of the lithium batteries that power electric vehicles, the rise of hydrogen fuel cells, or renewables like solar and wind, which are becoming increasingly cost competitive. All of these themes represent vital components of a next-generation green energy economy that is more reliant on innovation and less dependent on fossil fuels. Learn how you can add these and other green investment themes to your portfolio at globalxetfs.com or ask your financial advisor.
Want to invest in digital assets but find it all a bit complicated? there's actually a very easy way that you can invest in this new asset class. Simply choose the Bitwise 10 Crypto Index Fund, symbol BITW. It's the first and still the biggest crypto index fund. It owns the 10 largest digital assets and rebalances monthly, so you don't have to decide what to buy or when to rebalance. Bitwise does it all for you. At Bitwise, we want digital assets to be available to everyone, and that's why we work closely with individual investors like you, as well as financial advisors and institutions. At Bitwise, crypto is all we do. If you believe digital assets should be part of a diversified portfolio, take a look at the Bitwise Crypto 10 Index Fund, symbol BITW, available everywhere you get your investments. There are major risks to consider, including the loss of your entire investment. Before investing in crypto funds, visit bitwiseinvestments.com to learn about the risks with these investments.
Welcome back to The Truth About Your Future. I'm Rick Edelman. We're having a conversation right now with Kathy Kriske and Jason Bloom, commodities experts at Invesco. Let's focus in on the notion of inflation. Inflation's up, we know that, and the Fed's already raising interest rates. And how much more do you see rates rising this year?
The market seems to think that the Fed's going to go to around 2.5 to maybe 2.75. I don't think that a recession is necessarily imminent. Right now, we don't see any signs that the economy's in trouble, i.e., therefore, the Fed has plenty of room to keep raising rates to get inflation under control.
And so by the end of this year, what are you projecting interest rates to be?
So 7 hikes, so probably around 2.5%, you know, end of the year, beginning of next year. But inflation continues to run hot, even in the face of 7 or 8 rate hikes.
So Kathy, given all that, as the Fed continues to raise interest rates, what is that going to do to the effectiveness of commodities as an inflation hedge?
Yeah, so that is a great question. We're not concerned. Depending on how aggressively the Fed behaves. But we think that commodities should be good in this cycle.
Oil and gas are, you know, two of the most important of all commodities. There's a movement around the world toward green energy. Everybody wants to move away from fossil fuels and toward water, wind, solar power. What does all that mean for the commodities markets?
I think it's almost counterintuitive because a lot of people think that commodities prices will go down in the energy transition. But actually, there is a very strong rationale for why net zero actually is long-term bullish commodity prices. There has been a big shift away from investors putting money in fossil fuel infrastructure, right? So this whole industry is literally starved for investment. And yet we still haven't hit the peak demand for fossil fuels. So we think the peak demand number is going to be sometime in the 2030s, because as there's less money invested, that actual price of the commodity goes up higher. There's 4 times as much copper in an EV versus an ICE, right? And then to make those cars lighter, they're going to be using more aluminum. So this is a very big industrial metal story. And then just lastly, agricultural commodities. The green demand will push people to use more ethanol. Ethanol was with sugar and corn, and also biodiesel. And that's why in the energy transition, like, it's a very good long-term hold for commodities. This is going to be a brave new world, almost like the Industrial Revolution, because we don't know how many different commodities we're going to be using. We're guessing what will be needed, but the energy transition will be literally the brave new world.
We've been talking about commodities in the context of inflation, higher interest rates, the war in Ukraine, but it's impossible to talk about investments without asking about COVID. So Jason, what will COVID do to commodities markets this year?
No one is expecting there's any broad-based lockdowns that would severely impair the economy or the supply chain. We are having issues in China right now, implementing lockdowns in some of the major cities as COVID continues to move there. COVID doesn't look like it's going to have a material impact on demand this year, but it's still causing problems with supply to the extent that China continues to be the manufacturing hub of the world. And that means higher, probably more pressure on inflation. If you have, you know, you're continuing to constrain supply and demand continues to run forward, then again, it's going to make it harder to get prices under control.
Well, one final question I want to pose to the two of you, Jason and Kathy. What else do we need to be thinking about regarding commodities?
I would say, for especially for energy, I want people to remember, like, there's like a triple deficit going on. We have low inventories, low spare capacity, and low investment. And that is a concern. There's no sort of release valve right now. And so I think that, again, this is a very strong fundamental story going forward for commodities.
Jason?
I've never watched politics with respect to the implications for commodity prices more closely than I'm watching them now. Government policy is going to have a massive impact on the supply, right? So if we're going to need four times or five times more copper than we have now to build all these electric vehicles, we're going to need to increase lithium production by 100 times in the US. Yet we have a political lobby that wants to transition to clean energy, but they don't want to permit the mines necessary to pull the minerals out of the ground to build the clean energy infrastructure. There's an incredible amount of contradiction and conflict right now with respect to government policy that just has to catch up to the brave new world that Kathy described. And we're in the process now of spurring demand, and we're still restricting supply from the mining side. And they're talking about prices going higher by orders of magnitude over the next 10 years. How are you going to get 10 times more copper out of the ground 10 years from now without massively higher prices to incentivize that capital investment or government policies? And this is going to be a really big deal. And it's going to be amazing how political this issue becomes. And to your point, Rick, everyone just got along with their lives, and they bought their cars and they ate their food. This is going to become a very political issue over the next couple of years.
Well, I want to thank you both for joining us on the show today. If you have any interest in investing in commodities, Invesco has a variety of ETFs that make that available. The Invesco Optimum Yield Diversified Commodity Strategy ETF, the Commodity Index Tracking Fund. They have an agriculture fund, a base metals fund, an energy fund, a gold fund, an oil fund, a precious metals fund, and a silver fund. All of these different ETFs available for you to add to your portfolio if you want to have exposure to the commodities marketplace. Thanks very much to Kathy Kriske, product strategist of commodities and alternatives with Invesco, and Jason Bloom, head of fixed income and alternatives at Invesco. Thank you both very much for joining us today.
Thanks for having
us, Rick.
I spoke with Kathy and Jason actually for about a half hour. If you would like to read, watch, or listen to the entire conversation, just go to thetruthayf.com. Hey, do you want to finally understand all this hubbub about blockchain and digital assets? Well, it's the subject of my new book, The Truth About Crypto, being published by Simon & Schuster. The Truth About Crypto, it's my straightforward, practical guide to the most profound innovation for commerce since the invention of the internet. This book is going to show you how you can engage in today's new investment marketplace. It's fun and easy to read without any nonsense jargon. Order your copy, The Truth About Crypto, today. It's in paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Stay with us for more here on The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman.
This message is brought to you by Charles Schwab. No matter what tomorrow brings, some things won't change, like Schwab's commitment to see the world through clients' eyes. That commitment is why Schwab is always here for clients with clear guidance and committed service to help maintain focus on achieving long-term goals. So whatever happens today, Schwab remains invested in you. Visit Schwab.com to learn how Schwab is ready to help.
You're listening to The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman, sponsored by Choice. Choice is changing the way Americans save for retirement by making it possible to invest in Bitcoin, crypto, and other alternative assets inside your IRA. That's right. Whether you open a deductible or a Roth IRA with Choice, you can invest in Bitcoin and 22 other digital assets in your retirement account. You can also buy stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, gold, real estate, and more, all in a single retirement account. There's no hidden fees or account minimums, just more control over your retirement savings. And Choice makes it ridiculously easy to combine all of your old retirement accounts with a rollover concierge service. So if you've switched jobs in the last few years and have been putting off rolling over your old 401k, make sure you check out Choice. Head on over to retirewithchoice.com/Rick. That's retirewithchoice.com/Rick.
Welcome back to The Truth About Your Future. I've just got one question for you. Why on earth is the stock market so calm? You'd think that investors would be spooked. We've got soaring inflation, rising interest rates, rising tax rates, countries around the world in massive debt, including, by the way, the U.S. We've added trillions to our debt in the past 2 years, fighting COVID. The supply chain problems that are rampant around the world. And of course, the Russian invasion of Ukraine and COVID. Both still here, both still unpredictable. Can companies generate the profits that they need to keep the stock market happy? Well, pretend you're the CEO of a Fortune 500 company. Your job is to get the stock price to rise, to keep shareholders happy so you can keep your job. The best way to get the stock price to rise is to increase your profits. Build your business, sell more product, make more money. Investors will reward you by buying your stock, and demand for your stock will make the stock price go up. But what if the economy is getting in your way? Consumer buying is sluggish. It takes years to launch a new product. You've got more competition, rising interest rates and inflation, meaning your cost of doing business is higher than ever. You might not be able to increase your sales or your profits. Your stock price might fall. So what can you do about this? Well, the good news is you're sitting on a lot of cash. Your company's made a lot of money over the past decade, and you're flush with cash. And I'm not pretending here. This is not some theoretical conversation. The 500 companies that are in the S&P 500, they are collectively sitting on $3 trillion of cash. Now, you got some of that. You're one of these CEOs. What would you do with your share of all that money? Well, you've got three choices. You can buy other companies. And last year, that's exactly what you did. Last year, companies did $6 trillion in mergers and acquisitions. So you've pretty much bought everything you want to buy. Or you could try this. You could give your shareholders a dividend. You're sitting on hundreds of billions of dollars. Send the money back to your shareholders. But that's just a one-time event. It won't do you any good long-term, and you're not going to be rewarded with a higher stock price. So here's the third thing you can do. Invest the money. Where? Invest it into stocks. Okay, well, what stocks are you going to buy? Of all the companies in the S&P 500, which company's stock price is lowest and has the best opportunity to rise? Well, CEOs of the S&P 500 have been asking themselves this question. What should they do with all their cash? And guess what they've decided? They've all decided that the best thing they can do with their money is to invest it into the stock market. And guess what stock they've all decided to buy? Their own. Companies in the S&P 500 are buying $319 billion of their own shares this year. Union Pacific is going to spend $25 billion on its own stock. Pepsi and Amazon are each spending $10 billion to buy their own shares. Colgate-Palmolive and Best Buy are spending $5 billion apiece. The average stock in the Russell 3000 has lost more than 30% so far this year. Stocks are cheap. How can it be that every company has decided that their stock is better to buy than any of the other 499 stocks in the S&P 500? You could call this home team bias. That's a very common psychological error. But it's more treacherous than that. The CEO's compensation, the bonus that the CEO gets, is based not on how much profit the company earns. His bonus is based on how high he can get the stock price to be. Stock price is based on supply and demand. And if he can't increase the demand, if he can't convince you to buy more shares, then he'll simply reduce the supply by buying shares back, billions of dollars worth of them, taking those shares off the market, there's a lower supply. That makes the stock price higher. Other investors see what the CEO is doing and they say, golly, if that company is buying back their own shares, they must believe the shares are a good investment. They must believe the price is low. And this increases demand at the very moment that supply is smaller. Again, the price goes up. And you do all this as your CEO without improving the business. You didn't create a better product. You didn't increase sales. You didn't generate more profit. You simply took your own money and bought your own shares of stock. This is nothing but gamesmanship. And after you do that, after the excitement wears off, you're going to be right back where you are today. What will be your next trick? A stock split. Tesla, Alphabet, which owns Google, and Amazon, they've all announced stock splits. You know, a stock split is nothing but playing with math. There's no impact on the value of the company. Tesla rose 8% on the news anyway. Why? I mean, it makes no sense. Alphabet rose 7.4% when they announced a stock split. Amazon announced a stock split. The stock went up over 5%. Makes no sense because a stock split doesn't have any mathematical impact. Let me help you understand. Let's say you have 100 shares of stock at 10 bucks a share. Grand total is $1,000. Then you do a 2-for-1 stock split. Well, that means you now have 200 shares, not 100. But instead of being 10 bucks a share, they're only 5 bucks a share. 200 at $5 is 1,000. Just like 100 at $10. That's 1,000 as well. It's just playing with math. There's no economic impact. Nothing changes in the company. But investors love stock splits. They think it means that, oh, the price was 10, it's going to go down to 5, and they're going to get the price back up to 10, but now I have twice as many shares. It's a gimmick. Now, in the old days, companies used to say that they had to do stock splits because as they grew in profits, their stock prices rose. And as the stock prices rose, the price got too high for people to be able to afford to buy the shares. So they did a split to bring the share price back down, making it more affordable for investors. That made sense in the 1970s. But it doesn't make any sense today. Today at Charles Schwab, you can buy fractional shares. You can buy a piece of a stock for just $5. So the company doesn't need to do a stock split to make the shares affordable for you to buy them. Schwab makes every stock completely affordable for every investor. And Schwab does it commission free. Stock splits and stock buybacks are games that corporate CEOs play to trick investors into buying their shares. When you see companies playing these games, spending more time trying to figure out how to prop up the stock price instead of trying to, grow their company, you know there's something wrong going on underneath the surface. Don't get excited by stock buybacks and stock splits. Instead, you should get worried about the overall health of the stock market and the overall U.S. economy. You're listening to The Truth About Your Future. I love talking about innovations that are going to radically improve our lives. And to do that, we often look to science fiction. I'm a big fan of all kinds of sci-fi movies, everything from Star Trek to Star Wars to all the Marvel Comics series and DC Comics. All that stuff's really cool and fun, isn't it? Who's your favorite superhero? One of my favorites, I think all of us would agree, one of the most popular, is the Black Panther. Well, guess what? Researchers are now developing a power suit that's as strong as steel, lighter than aluminum, and provides power, just like the Black Panther's suit. The suit is made of layered carbon composite material. It stores a supercapacitor battery designed at the nanoscale level. The applications include electric vehicles, spacecraft, airplanes, drones, and yes, wearable tech. Wakanda Forever is gonna be everywhere, and it's gonna be really fun. Want to learn more about exponential technologies? Read my New York Times bestseller, The Truth About Your Future. Stay with us for more here on The Truth About Your Future.
Wealth is about more than making money. It's about making the most of life's possibilities. At Edelman Financial Engines, we believe that's key to taking your wealth potential to the next level. That's why we model over 38,000 investments across 17 asset classes monthly, so your strategy is current and focused on the goals ahead.
That's why we don't use cookie-cutter strategies, but a comprehensive, tax-smart, cost-effective, and personalized approach to wealth planning. That's why our advice is powered by a sophisticated investment management approach that's been awarded 12 U.S. patents. And that's why our experts help coordinate every facet of your financial life: wealth planning, investment management, estate planning, insurance, and more. For more ways to take your wealth potential to a new level, visit planefe.com/Rick and schedule a free, no-obligation meeting with an advisor today. That's planefe.com/Rick.
Allow us to introduce you to Jeremiah, an ordinary person who helped shape the future by putting his money behind the right ideas. Jeremiah's always been a numbers guy, from his days competing in the high school math league to now as the teacher who leads it. Jeremiah is also accessing the companies who are driving environmental innovations for the next generation by investing in Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is a fund that allows you access to innovators of the NASDAQ 100, which goes to show you don't have to be a helioseismologist to help push progress forward. Become an agent of innovation. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. There are risks when investing in ETFs, including possible loss of money. ETFs risks are similar to those of stocks. Investments in the tech sector are subject to greater risk and more volatility than more diversified investments. The NASDAQ 100 index comprises the 100 largest non-financial companies on the NASDAQ. You can't invest directly into an index. Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit Invesco.com for a prospectus with this information. Read it carefully before investing.
Want to invest in digital assets but find it all a bit complicated? There's actually a very easy way that you can invest in this new asset class. Simply choose the Bitwise 10 Crypto Index Fund, symbol BITW. It's the first and still the biggest crypto index fund. It owns the 10 largest digital assets and rebalances monthly, so you don't have to decide what to buy or when to rebalance. Bitwise does it all for you. At Bitwise, we want digital assets to be available to everyone, and that's why we work closely with individual investors like you, as well as financial advisors and institutions. At Bitwise, crypto is all we do. If you believe digital assets should be part of a diversified portfolio, take a look at the Bitwise Crypto 10 Index Fund, symbol BITW, available everywhere you get your investments. There are major risks to consider, including the loss of your entire investment. Before investing in crypto funds, visit bitwiseinvestments.com to learn about the risks with these investments.
Let's take a phone call here on The Truth About Your Future. Let's go out and talk with James. He's in Arlington, Virginia. What can I do to help you?
Okay. How many other people find themselves in the same situation? My mother died, the second of the two parents, less than a year after my father. And when we split up everything between my brother and I 50-50, I got about $2.25 million more worth of stock. I was surprised when I did my tax return of how much I owed, because I had no withholdings on dividends and capital gains. And one of my firms said, oh, we don't do withholdings. What are the other ways around that? I asked them to just send me the dividends and capital gains in cash, because the IRS probably, as I understand it, they want estimated payments ahead of time.
Yeah, you're right on all counts. Number one, first of all, I'm very sorry for your loss. And how wonderful and exciting that your parents have done so well and were able to leave such large bequests to you and your brother. And the most important thing, of course, is the best way you can honor your parents is the proper stewardship of that money. I hope you'll invest and manage the money carefully, but most importantly, I hope you'll take some of it and splurge and go enjoy yourself and drink a toast to your parents as you do. Here's the deal. You're absolutely right. The IRS requires that we pay our taxes as we earn our income. Now, most of us don't ever have to give this any thought, because most of us have an income from a job, and our employer withholds some of our pay, sends it off to the IRS on our behalf. And then all we do at the end of the year, when we file our tax return, we settle up, you know, with the IRS. But the bulk of our taxes have already been paid because of our paycheck withholding. But when you're retired, there is no employer. Or if you're self-employed, there is no employer. The IRS, though, still wants their money as you're earning it. So if you're earning dividends and income, if you're earning interest from bank accounts or what have you, if you're earning rental income, if you're earning income from any source in any way, the IRS doesn't say, oh, go ahead and earn your income and pay us when you file your return next year. No, no, no. The IRS wants you to pay as you go. So you have to file an estimated quarterly filing with the IRS. It's an estimated quarterly tax. And that means you have to figure out on roughly every 3 months, how much money did I earn over the past 3 months? And I got to send in an estimate of what the tax liability is going to be. It is a nuisance. There's no two ways about it. And especially gets worse when people have very fluctuating income, where they have no idea how much money they're earning this month or how much they're going to be earning in the next quarter. I don't want to send you a ton of money now when I don't have any income in the next few months. So it's a really challenging issue. One solution is that the IRS gives you a safe harbor. The IRS says, look, if you're really not sure how much you're going to owe us this year, tell you what, pay us now what you paid us last year, and then we'll call it even. We'll let you true it up when you actually file your return next April. So you want to talk with a tax advisor who can help you figure out either how much am I earning right now and how much do I owe right now for my estimated filing, or how do I file based on the safe harbor rule of how much I owed a year ago. But you're right, there's really no other alternative. Brokerage accounts are generally not going to withhold on your behalf, and there's really no choice but for you to file an estimated quarterly return with the IRS.
Yeah, my withholdings are from my retired pay. So when the investments were small, the dividends, capital gains, the Schedule B income was a small percentage of it. And for 2021, surprise, it's about as much as the income for which there was withholdings against.
Yeah, you're now in a situation that your investment income is so large, the taxable income, the dividends and the capital gains are now so significant, it's forcing you to deal with quarterly estimated tax payments. There's really no way to avoid it. It's part of the penalty of being wealthy.
Okay. So yeah, I talked to my firms who have it and see if they can move money around or, you know, minimize taxes. That really is maximize wealth and minimize taxes.
That's everybody's goal. And few of us ever succeed in getting away with both of those. Some of us are pretty good at maximizing wealth. Others are pretty good at minimizing tax. It's hard to do both.
Tax-exempt bonds or Roth IRAs are a good way to avoid that. But if stocks do well, you have a big gain, you got to pay tax on it.
Yeah, you've got the deal, Mark. There's no magic elixir. There's no secret formula that I can share with you other than make the money, pay the tax, and move on.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much for calling. That was James in Arlington, Virginia. You can do what James did. Got a question for me? Just write to Ask Rick at thetruthayf.com. Warning, you might not like the answer I give you. Every week here on the program, we get a visit by my wife, Jean. It's everybody's favorite segment of the program. Jean's a student of the healing arts, Reiki, traditional Chinese medicine, homeopathy, acupuncture, and of course, macrobiotic and plant-based cooking. Here's Jean.
Hello. Wonderful to be here. How well do we listen? When we're with our family, our spouse, how well are we listening? Can we empty our mind enough to be there for them? This is hard at times. We tend to get so busy, so much going on, that at times another person's thoughts and needs, well, we have no capacity for them because we have so much going on in our own head to the point where we can't even hear the words that they're speaking. And so I don't wish to tackle that today. I wish to switch over and talk about nature. Listening to nature. It is so much more fun, so much more interesting. I was walking my dog Hoshi the other day, and I whistle for her whenever I want her to come over to me. And I noticed that there was a little bird chirping in the nearby trees. And so when the bird chirped four times, I whistled four times. And then the bird changed to two chirps and three chirps, and I was copying it. And so for a few moments, it was like totally cool. I was talking to this bird in the trees. So my action item for you is, when we're out walking, how many sounds can we hear? What can we identify? How many different birds? Maybe you're hearing lawnmowers or somebody's doing work in their yard. There's so many sounds if we just tune to what's outside there. So another fun thing is that I was out walking and there was a sound that I could not identify. And I stood there. I was walking by a river and I stood there and listened and I was like, wow, I've never heard this before. And so you know what it ended up being? Frogs. Yeah, frogs. It sounded like aliens. It was a warm day, and they were coming out of their winter slumber. So this is the beauty of nature, when we can stop and listen and get out of our head and be in a whole different world. And for me that day, it was the frogs. It was the chirping bird. Now, we may not think that this is a type of listening that is especially important, but if we want balance and good health in our life, we need to do that type of listening. We're not meant to be so terribly busy that we cannot hear another person's words. The only way to help us is to go out in nature and listen. We need to empty our vessel so that we can be there for the people in our lives. That is what is important. If we find ourselves arguing or raising our voice, stop before we say something we can't take back and go outside for a walk. Move around, breathe, clear our head. Listen to what nature has to offer so we can release and provide space and capacity for those we love. And so here's something else that's fun. I found out this week that I have a listener and he tries to figure out my word of the week. And so this is for Connor. And Connor, my word of the week is, can you guess it? It's going to be frogs. The F is for faith. Faith in ourselves and nature, our family and friends. We need each other. We need to be available for each other. R is for real. We need to get real quiet and figure ourselves out so that we can be a good listener and be there for our family and friends. The time is now. This is all we have. To fill it with stuff and projects and deadlines, well, that only brings us further away from what really matters, and balance is the key. O is for outside. It is our best friend. It heals all. Nature listens and gives us answers we need, and it doesn't judge. And G is for gaily, doing something happily. How much of our day are we doing something happily? Probably guessing it's not 100%. Could it be 25%? I hope so. The S is for serene, calm, untroubled. That's how it feels when we're walking in nature and listening to the frogs. We get one chance at life, one body to care for, one family to interact with. Let's make the most of our moments together. Have a wonderful week, everyone.
That was Gene Edelman here on The Truth About Your Future. If you want to get more of Gene's words of the week, just go to thetruthayf.com.
Did you know Schwab offers a satisfaction guarantee? If for any reason you're not completely satisfied, Schwab will refund your fee or commission and work with you to make things right. You won't find that kind of promise everywhere, but you will find it at Schwab. It's just another way that they put clients' interest at the heart of everything they do. Learn what's included and how it works at schwab.com/satisfaction. That's schwab.com/satisfaction.
The Truth About Your Future is sponsored by Global X ETFs. Exponential technologies are transforming the world around us and creating new investment opportunities along the way. But where to start? At Global X, we have spent more than a decade focusing on long-term emerging trends, what we call thematic growth. While many of these disruptions are now part of our daily lives, like fintech and telemedicine, others are making their impact felt behind the scenes, or perhaps under the hood. Think of the lithium batteries that power electric vehicles, the rise of hydrogen fuel cells, or renewables like solar and wind, which are becoming increasingly cost competitive.
All of these themes represent vital components of a next-generation green energy economy that is more reliant on innovation and less dependent on fossil fuels. Learn how you can add these and other green investment themes to your portfolio at globalxetfs.com or ask your financial advisor.
Thanks for joining me on the program this weekend. I'm really excited about the debut of my new book, The Truth About Crypto. You've been hearing a lot about blockchain and digital assets. It's all very exciting. It's fun to read, easy to understand, and you get the information you need right now. The Truth About Crypto in paperback, ebook, and audiobook from your favorite bookseller. Thank you for being with us. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
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 The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman has been brought to you by Bitwise, the world's largest crypto index fund manager. As crypto grows, Bitwise believes everyone should have a simple and familiar way to access it. Bitwise makes crypto clear. Bitwiseinvestments.com. And by GlobalX ETFs. For more than a decade, GlobalX ETFs has been dedicated to providing investors with unexplored and intelligent solutions. Learn more at GlobalXETFs.com. And by Invesco QQQ, a fund that allows you to access the innovators of the NASDAQ 100. Invesco.com/QQQ. Stay tuned for Everyday Wealth with Soledad O'Brien and Gene Chatsky from Edelman Financial Engines. Everydaywealth.com/radio. EFE and The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman are unaffiliated entities.
Get the truth about your future every weekend with Rick Edelman. It's thetruthayf.com.